Good morning. It's good to be with you here this morning. If you want to turn with me to Proverbs chapter 8, we're going to be looking at the excellence of wisdom this morning. So why is that a preparatory message? I want to ask you a question. This morning, I'm going to ask you a question this morning. First off, that I'm going to ask you at the end. What are you seeking after in life? And have you made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? It's my question that I'm going to be asking you in the end. I want to have you think about this as we go through a review of wisdom. So I'm not sure I'm having a message this morning. It's just a review, because in 15 minutes, there's not much you can do in a message. So it's a review of wisdom is what I want to look at this morning. And this morning, I'm so grateful for God for what He's done. He does everything so, I see it more and more the more I study His Word. He never hides anything from us. Nothing is hidden from us. Just like everything else, godly wisdom is not hidden from us. And are we seeking it? And He promises us those that seek it will find it. And that is godly wisdom. And it's not hidden. So if we look at verse 1, I'm not going to take the time to read it up front. We're just going to go through it and read it as we go, a section at a time. And I'll give you a little bit of an outline. We're going to talk about it, God's wisdom not being hidden. What is the goal of wisdom? And then what are some of the things that wisdom offers? And we're going to see that it offers understanding, excellent things, right things, truth, things that are greater than anything we can desire. And I had to process that for a while, and we'll talk about that. It gives us the wisdom to lead in our daily lives. And it is wisdom from before the beginning of time. We'll see that. And then we'll see that it offers blessing to us. So let's get started. Verse 1. Does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up her voice? She takes her stand on the top of the high hill, beside the way where the paths meet. She cries out by the gates and at the entry of the city and at the entrance of the doors. And verse 17, which we'll get to a little later, says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me will diligently find me. But as I was looking at this, wisdom is doing everything it can to make itself seen and heard. You know, when you're going down the highway, where do you see the signs posted? Way up high on the hill, so you can see them. It says, she takes her stand on top of a high hill. That's where you don't want to go if you want to be seen. You know, if you lived in the Old West, you never crossed the top of the hill because you were afraid the Indians would see you, right? Wisdom is doing everything wrong to not be seen. She cries out. She lifts up her voice. I picture of wisdom standing on the top of a hill doing jump jacks going, hey, look at me, look at me. I'm over here. That's how obvious wisdom is trying to make herself. She's not trying to hide. Standing at the city gates. So she takes her stand on top of a high hill, beside the way, beside the busy highway. You know, you ever gone past Little Caesars or the coin place out here and they have somebody out there holding a sign? That's what wisdom is doing. They're making themselves known. It's not trying to hide anything. I love that about God. He does not try to hide Himself from those who seek Him and want to find Him. She cries out by the gates, at the entry of the city, at the entrance of the doors, at the most obvious places, there she is, there she can be found. Are we looking? Are we seeking? And then I love verse 4. Her goal is to reach mankind. To you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. She tells us who she's calling out to. She's not calling out to the birds and the bees and the, you know, all of that, animals, the horses. I love horses. She's not calling out to horses. She's calling out to you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men, to human mankind is who she's calling out to. And so what does she offer? Looking at verse 6, or verse 5, she offers understanding. O you simple ones, understand prudence. And you fools, be of an understanding heart. And as we've gone through the Proverbs, we see that. That is one of the things that wisdom does. It gives us understanding. Helps us to know what the consequences are. Helps us to understand the consequences of the things that we do and the things that are going on around us. And the word understand is used 52 times in the Proverbs. So wisdom gives us understanding. Wisdom gives us excellent things, right things, truth. Listen, for I will speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips will come right things, for my mouth will speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are with righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them. They are all plain to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge. So listen, for I will speak excellent things, and she will speak right things. From my opening of my lips will come right things, for my mouth will speak truth. That's what wisdom does for us. It tells us the truth, even when it hurts. Even when it goes against what we want, wisdom will tell us the truth. In verse 9 there, they are all plain to him who understands and right to those who find knowledge. And I think, plain to all who understand. So who understands this wisdom? So we want to understand, right? So how do we tap into this knowledge and this understanding? How is this wisdom made plain? Well, Proverbs 1:7 tells us, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 2:6, for the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, understanding who God is, accepting God for who he is. That fear is not being afraid of God. It's giving reverence to God. Understanding God. Not that we can understand him, but understanding what he's done for us. And accepting that. That is the fear of the Lord. Is the beginning of knowledge. And that opens up our eyes to what God has for us. And when we accept God and we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, when we start reading his word, things are plain. They are plain to him who understands. Understands what? Him who understands who God is. Him who understands who Jesus Christ is. And what he does and what he has done and can do in your life. And right to those who find knowledge. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So we have excellent things, right things, truth. Verses 10 through, we're going to look at 10 and 11, and then we're going to skip to 18 and 20, 19, 20, 21. But things greater than anything we can desire, receive my instructions and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot be compared to her. When you stop and think on that, all the things one may desire cannot be compared to her. What are you in life striving towards? What is it that you're striving towards? Here it says, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things one may desire cannot be compared with her. No comparison. The things that we desire most in life are not even on the same page as what wisdom offers. People desire wealth. All the wealth of Jeff Bezos is not even there's not even a comparison there to have $100 billion compared to the value of godly wisdom. And when you stop and think about that, it's kind of mind-boggling. Why am I not going after wisdom with everything I've got? Why am I not seeking godly wisdom? Why not diving into God's word with everything I have? Because it is worth $200 billion does not even compare to the value of God's word. There's no comparison there. And it's free. That's the wonderful thing. It's free. Rich, poor, sick, healthy, red, yellow, black, or white, American, Russian, Ukrainian, Japanese, Chinese, Hispanic. It doesn't matter. None of that matters. It's free to anybody that follows Jesus Christ. It's free for the person who loves the Lord. That is awesome. The greatest thing that we can desire is free. The thing of most value is free. Are we searching after it? Verse 18, skipping down to verse 18, goes along with this. Riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I traverse the ways of righteousness in the midst of paths of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasuries. Wisdom offers us things greater than anything we can desire. in this world. Wisdom helps us to lead. Going back up to verse 12. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me, kings reign and rulers decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, all the judges of the earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. So it gives us wisdom to lead in whatever part of life that we are asked to lead in, whether it's our family, whether it's our work. I don't know that any of us are kings or rulers or princes, but this wisdom helps even those. We have access to that. What a wonderful promise. Gives us wisdom to lead. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. We look around the world and see what's happening today. We think there's a lot of wisdom lacking. That people can't see the consequences of the rules and the laws that they make. Or the people that we know in our life that are living a life that they're living. And we go, how can they not see the consequences of the life, of the choices that they're making? Wisdom helps us to see those things correctly, helps us to understand. It says the unwise man sees evil and doesn't do anything about it and just runs right into it. The wise man sees evil and avoids it. It gives us wisdom to do that, to see those consequences of what our life decisions can be. Wisdom from the beginning of time, and then this one again was, this was kind of awe-inspiring for me. Verses 22. Starting at verse 22, the Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning, before there was ever an earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth or the fields or the primal dust of the world. You know, before the dust that we were created from was made, wisdom was there. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, I had to picture, here's space, and God draws a circle. You know, that's how, when we draw a picture, there's, when we create something, that's the first thing we make. We see God drawing a circle for the earth. Wisdom was there when he made that first circle and started to create the earth. Wisdom was there when he drew a circle on the face of the deep. 28, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit so that the water should not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth. You have to think about that. It says when he marked out the sea, assigned to the sea its limits. You know what? Climate change is not going to change the sea's limits. God set those. We don't have to worry about that. God set those. He signed the sea its limits so that the waters would not transgress his commands. They're not going to go anywhere that he does not want them to go. When he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. Wisdom was there way back then. And we have access to that. And when I see that and think about that, just it's mind-boggling. Wisdom saw how everything was created and was involved in the process. He says, then I was beside him as a master craftsman. He was involved in the process. Wisdom was, she was. She's usually applied as a lady in Scripture. Wisdom has seen how creation has worked for thousands of years. Ever since then, it's been watching. And we think we know a lot. You know, we think human knowledge is pretty limited. If you put all of human knowledge together, we still have nothing. It's just like the value. There's no comparison to all of human knowledge. Yet we think we are so smart. And we have access to this wisdom through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It's amazing. It's awesome. It's wonderful. Blessing. Verse 31. Rejoicing in his inhabited land, and my delight was with the sons of men. And as I read this, it was amazing. Wisdom rejoices in his inhabitant. Wisdom rejoiced in God's creation. He rejoices in human, in mankind. And my delight was with the sons of men. Wisdom loves to be with us. Wants to be with us. And my delight was with the sons of men. Now therefore, listen to me, my children. For blessed are those who keep my ways. And this is the last thing that I have down that she offers. There's many more, I'm sure, but it's blessing. Now therefore, listen to me, my children. For blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul, and those who hate me love death. What a wonderful gift that God has given us, his wisdom. He doesn't try to hide it from us. It's standing on the top of the hill trying to get our attention. And too many times with the things of the world, our natural man get in the way that we cannot see wisdom calling out to us. So my question is, in closing, what are you seeking after in life? Have you made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? You know, we want stability, we want security, we want joy in our heart, we want peace in our soul. Godly wisdom, Jesus Christ is our Savior, and then godly wisdom gives us that no matter what the circumstances are around us. It doesn't matter if the life around us is in chaos. When we have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and understand his wisdom, we can have those things in our life, the stability that we want, the security that we want, the joy in our heart. But because the stability isn't in the things around us. The stability is in Jesus Christ. Our security is in Jesus Christ. Our joy is in security is in Jesus Christ. And our peace is in Jesus Christ. Jesus can't be taken away from us. Anything else can be taken away from us. Jesus cannot be taken. The greatest things are free and they can't be taken away from us. Do we understand? Do I understand that? We have a God who loves us. Do you love him? Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you so much for your love. We thank you for your word. Thank you that you don't try to hide. You don't try to deceive us. You don't try to make us jump through hoops to love you. Lord, we just need to have a desire to follow you, and you will come and share with us. And Lord, I pray that can be everybody's desire here this morning. And I thank you for this church and this people's desire to worship you and to grow in you. In Jesus' name, amen.